Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Brandon Johnson Odom, and welcome to my podcast called Motivational Talk. Now, today is Tuesday, May 16th, 2022, and I just want to tell everybody out there, man, I love you guys. I appreciate all the love and support that I'm getting on this podcast. And if you want to join me on the podcast, all you got to do is hit up my Instagram, which is El Honcho Odom, which is, again, El Honcho Odom, E-L underscore H-O-N-C-H-O underscore O-D-O-M. Now, on today's topics, we got self-love and motivational quotes to start you guys off for this evening, just to get you guys on the right track, no matter what you're doing. I just want to tell you guys, man, you guys are something. All you got to do is believe in yourself, value yourself, love yourself, and know what you want in life. You know what I'm saying? There's so many people out here that don't know what they want in life, and there's so many people out here that's trying and trying, but they don't have the great mindset to complete it. So I just want to tell you guys, man, no matter what it is that you're doing in life, man, always thank yourself, always believe in God, and I promise you God is going to make a way for you to be successful, and on top of that, to make sure that you are well taken care of and your family. Now, with the first quote of the day for the self-love comments, it says, self-love is not selfish. You cannot truly love another until you know how to love yourself. Now, what that means is, you cannot love yourself, then who else is going to be responsible to love you? If you are out here and you're just loving everybody else and you're appreciating everybody else and their thoughts and values and you're seeking their attention, then you're not in the right state of mind. You have to learn to love yourself, value yourself, hold yourself accountable for something, and just make sure that you want to do whatever it is that you want to do in life. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody put 2 cents in your thinking process. You know, you want to have a mind of your own. You want to grow. You want to show people that, you know what I'm saying, hey, even though the world is tough, I still was able to hold on no matter what. So I just want to tell you, man, as long as you have a positive mind and a positive outlook on life, everything will be okay. You know what I'm saying? So you can't hop in a relationship loving the other person when the other person don't know how to fully love you because you don't love yourself. So you have to understand that you have to love yourself. You have to value yourself. You got to appreciate yourself. And at the end of the day, man, everything else will fall through. Now, with the next one, it says, owning our stories and loving ourselves through the process is the bravest thing that we'll ever do. Now, with that being said, is no matter what you're going through in life, no matter what your past was like, everything is going to work out just fine. As long as you know that, hey, you made it out. Of course, you were going through some things, but God was able to save you, and God is always going to be there to save you and make sure that this lesson was a lesson learned, you know? So whatever it is, it didn't bring you all the way down. It, you know what I'm saying? It made you stronger at the end. It made you more wiser. It made you more smarter. It made you more braver. So I just want to tell you, man, no matter what it is that you're going through in life, God is always going to be here for you. God is always going to make sure that you succeed. And he's going to make sure that whatever it is that you want to do in life, you can do it to the full capacity of you. And you never have to give up. You never have to quit. You always fight. You always show up to work early. You always be the first person in there and the last person out. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know what I'm saying, it had hard times during your past, your past made you who you are, and it made you braver, and it made you more wiser, and it made you more self-aware of things that's going on in the world today. So I just want to tell you, man, as long as you're smart and as long as you know what you're doing and as long as you love yourself and keep God first, then everything else will fall in line, I promise you. Now, with the next one, it says, be proud of who you are and not ashamed of how someone else sees you. Now, what that means is don't let nobody throw no dirt on your name. You know what I'm saying? Because you know who you are at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, the only person that can judge you is you and God. But you know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody tear you down. Don't let nobody break your heart. Don't let nobody use you. Don't let nobody abuse you. Don't let nobody love you only because of the simple fact that you're taking care of them. You know what I'm saying? You have to find somebody that really wants to be with you and really value you and really loves you for you and not just the things that you do for them. So I just want you to know, man, you have to learn to love yourself, learn to love the other person and really get to know that other person. You know what I'm saying? This generation nowadays is so caught up with, you know, sex and other things like that, that they don't really want to get to know each other because it's no point, because relationships nowadays are just dead, really. So I just want you to know, man, you know, you gotta take the little steps. If you want to, if you want something real, you have to take the little steps, and you can't be ashamed of who you are, and you got to be proud of yourself. You got to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, even though life has dealt you a bad hand, at the end of the day, you made it out. You're brave, you're smart, you're a beautiful individual, and no matter what, you know what I'm saying, God is always going to make sure that the light shines on you, because you are a star, and maybe nobody hasn't seen that yet. So always be a star, always be somebody that people can love and enjoy, and never give up on your goals and dreams. So with the next one, it says, be yourself. An original is so much better than a copy you. Now, what that means is always be yourself. You don't have to fake the funk with anybody. You don't have to act like you like them, act like you enjoy them, act like you love them, and act like you really care about them. You know what I'm saying? Just be yourself. Be blunt. Be the person that, you know what I'm saying, God wanted you to be. And if that causes to, you know, cross friends out, then okay. Maybe they wasn't the real ones that was by your side. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody needs criticism at the end of the day. Everybody needs to know, like, hey, you know what I'm saying, you're doing such and such and this and such and such. So, you know what I'm saying, it's okay to be yourself. Nobody wants a copy person. Nobody wants a person that just copies them every time they do something. You know what I'm saying? You got to be yourself. Be a leader. Be a champion. Be somebody that God wanted you to be in life. So always strive for greatness. Always look for other opportunities. Always take the initiative to be the first person to do stuff. You know what I'm saying? Even though it might not work out in the way that you want it to, still be that person that, you know what I'm saying, can say that, hey, I tried, it didn't work for me, but you know what, I tried. Now with the next one, it says, you can't pour from an empty cup. Take care of yourself first. Man, this one hits me right here, because you know what I'm saying, a lot of people will try to drain out your energy. A lot of people will put dirt on your name, talk about you, speak about you and negative thoughts. But as long as you got God, you know who you are at the end of the day. And as long as you know who you are, then that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Other people take so much time out of their lives to discriminate or hate on you because you're working and you're doing the necessary things that you want to do to be successful. And to us, that's not right, because you could do the same thing plus more if you just believed in yourself and knew like ways of how to work on certain things that you need to work on. But you instead take the initiative to hate and value and appreciate other people's negative comments. So you can't do that. And you know what I'm saying? You just got to stay in your lane, stay by yourself, and just keep working, keep doing the things that you're doing, and make sure that you want to do everything in life. And you know what I'm saying, always take trips and always do things that you wanted to do in life. Never give up. Always have a heart about everything. You know what I'm saying? Don't be too soft now, but just have like a grittiness to you. You know what I'm saying? So you always got to think smart. You always got to plan ahead. You always got to just know the ins and outs of certain situations, you know? So with the next one, it says, above all, be tuned to yourself. And if you cannot put your heart in it, take yourself out of it. Now, what that means is whatever it is that you do and you like it, but you don't want to put your all in it and your heart is not in it, then don't do it, because you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You're probably just doing it because of the money. You're not really liking the job, but you feel like you can't get another job. There's always going to be plenty of opportunities for you guys to succeed. There's always going to be money out here, and there are always going to be extra opportunities for other people to succeed in. So if you don't like anything that you do and your heart's not in it, then what are you doing it for? You know what I'm saying? You have to find something that is your niche. You have to find something that you love and that you enjoy doing, because once you find the love and enjoy and appreciation for it, the job is not going to feel like a job. It's going to feel like a part of your life. So just find out what your niche is and just come to an agreement to yourself like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I really like this job. I'm going to take the necessary steps to learn more about this job. That way I can maybe get higher up or maybe get a raise from it. You never know. So whatever it is, man, you always got to strive for it. You always got to be the best at it. And no matter what, don't let nobody discriminate your name or throw dirt on your name, man. Because at the end of the day, that's not you and that's not who you are. And as long as you got God and as long as you know that, then I promise you everything else will work in his favor. Now, with that being said, I just want to tell you guys, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And you guys are nothing but legends and stars to me. And I hope this motivational talk to you guys and self-love talk to you guys have, you know, brought some light into you guys and just shed a couple of things towards you about, you know, certain situations that you're going through. No matter what it is that you're going through, God is going to make sure that you're okay, and God is going to make sure that you're straight, and he's going to make sure that you prosper no matter what. Now, with that being said, I just want to tell you guys I appreciate you guys, I love you guys, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Until then, I want you guys to know that, again, you guys are legends, stars, and you guys are capable of doing whatever it is you want to do in life. Don't let nobody tear you down. Always love yourself, always value yourself, and always know your worth, man. It's too many people out here that don't know their worth, and they, you know what I'm saying, trying to do too much for other people. We have to understand that we got a life of our own, too. We can't, you know what I'm saying, take care of everybody. That's not what we're here for. We can take care of the certain people that we want to take care of, but we can't take care of everybody, because everybody has a life of their own. And if they can't take care of themselves, then what are they doing? So I just want to tell you, man, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for the support. And until then, I will see you guys. God bless.